Things to do this weekend, and you know one of my favorite places in the Brazos Valley is the Museum of the American GI, right south of Santa's Wonderland on Highway 6. And on Friday and Saturday, it's their annual Living History Weekend. It's from 10 to 5 each day, and just listen to what they've got. They've got a military vehicle rally. They've got a narrated World War II living history display. They're going to have a military swap meet, a historic small arms demonstration, a junior GI zone, a UH-1 Bell Iroquois helicopter. There'll be rides courtesy of Colling's Foundation. World War II Sherman tank rides are available. You can shoot a howitzer. And, of course, the shining moment of the weekend will be at 3 o'clock Saturday, the World War II battle reenactment. Now, you need to go on their website, which is AmericanGIMuseum.org, to find out the particulars on all of these events. There are some costs involved, not only for admission, but for some of the special activities. If you've never been to this realization of Brent Mullen's passion, besides this special weekend, there's the everyday marvels inside the museum, which Brent is always proud to talk about.
Everyone that comes seems to say that they were surprised. It's quite an eye-opening thing to see a Cobra helicopter hanging from the ceiling in the building. All of our tanks and Vietnam River patrol boat, the only restored World War II drone hanging from the ceiling. People didn't know that they had drones in World War II, but they did. And our artillery pieces, and then we have the Vietnam Heroes display that's a permanent fixture at the museum with a dog tag for each one of the Texans that were killed in the Vietnam conflict.
That's right. The museum has on display for you to see and for you to touch the 3,417 dog tags of the Texans who were missing or killed in Vietnam. Every one. And that's not everything at the museum.
Well, we have amphibious jeeps, armored cars, trucks, tanks, half tracks, river patrol boats, artillery pieces, more tanks, more tanks, more tanks, half tracks, jeeps, anti-tank guns.
So what's the oldest piece in the museum?
Well, the oldest piece in here is World War II, so 1941 and 42. But we do have quite a collection of World War I vehicles that we're restoring right now and hope to debut them probably in 17 for the 100th anniversary of the first war.
So if you're looking for something for the whole family to do this weekend, Friday and Saturday, April the 1st and the 2nd, from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock, it's the American GI Museum, Highway 6, just south of Santa's Wonderland, which, by the way, is where you can park for free and take a shuttle bus down to the museum. It is the Living History Weekend. And please go to the website, AmericanGIMuseum.org, for all the prices and all the information. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.